You're listening to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 45. Escape a boring life, get rapid results, and architect your future with Antoine Roberti.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Duran.
Aloha, e komo mai. Hello and welcome to the Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Welcome to the 45th episode. I'm your host, Erica Duran, and I'm here in Orange County at the Surf and Sand Resort in Laguna Beach, California. Right now, we are putting our 2016 travel schedule together, and I'll be hosting a lot of VIP day luxury intensives in various cities. So if you'd like to get your city on the list of our little tour, please email your request to aloha@ericaduran.co. You could get so much accomplished in an uninterrupted day. So these VIP day luxury intensives, they're pretty much like my 90-day program, but in one day. So if you want results fast and you want to experience a freedom-based luxury lifestyle firsthand, experience is always better than theory. So get on this list for the VIP day luxury intensives, probably coming to a city near you. But we won't know unless we get your request. So please get those in to aloha@ericaduran.co. That link and all the other links and resources will be in the show notes at ericaduran.co/43. All the resources mentioned in this episode, all the links, all the related articles and topics and things will be there at ericaduran.co/43. So in this episode, you're going to meet my friend Antoine Roberti. Antoine is a blogger on dreamsetachieve.com. His mission is to teach people how they can create an inspiring lifestyle that they control. His results-focused approach is based on lessons from neuroscience and psychology and best practices in coaching and learning. In this episode, you'll learn how to create and control your own lifestyle and not live by default. How to stay focused and motivated in these very overwhelming times online. And how to get fast and lasting results. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. All right. Aloha, escape artists. Today we have Antoine on the phone. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And
hi, Erica.
Hi. It's great to have you here. Where in the world are you today?
So I live in Switzerland by the lake of Geneva. So it's close to Montreux. Maybe some of your listeners will have heard of Montreux, where they have a famous jazz festival. But that's where I am.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, we'll put that jazz festival in the notes in case we have anyone in that area. They want to check that out.
And cool.
My listeners perhaps aren't familiar with you. So could you, I gave a formal bio in the intro, but if you could just give a few words about yourself and your business so we all can get to know you a little better.
Sure. Okay. So my background is in electrical engineering. I moved around a little bit. I've been in engineering and sales jobs. I lived in the UK for 6 years, and now I'm back in Switzerland. On the, let's say, quirky side, I'm a gamer and a fantasy fan. At least 25 years ago, it was quite quirky. I think now it's almost like the norm. But anyway, and because of, you know, my gamer and fantasy fan side, I can sometimes get lost in thought, wondering about in imaginary worlds, so it can happen.
Wow. That's one area I've never dove into, is gaming.
Okay. Never too late. So what brought me to where I am today is basically the combination of four parts. The first part is my fascination for the mind. So I do love introspecting. I'm an introvert, so I like introspection. I love reflecting. I also love psychology and neuroscience, so I read books on these topics. Mm-hmm. So that's the first part. The second part is a love for exploring concepts and possibilities, and that comes mostly from my engineering and fantasy background. And the third part is my desire for freedom. I mean, we all want freedom lifestyle, so I think that's an important part. And the last one is my business experience. So it's these four parts that have kind of come together, and the result is that I'm spend time devising and testing systems that can help people create an inspiring lifestyle that they control. That's basically it.
Well, that leads right into my next question. What does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you?
Okay, so three main things for me. The first one is having a flexible schedule so that if I want, I can take a couple of hours off during the day and run errands, or I can go and see my daughter if she has some event during the day, and I don't have to tell anyone. That's for me a freedom lifestyle. The second one is, which is also related, is keeping control of my agenda. Even when I'm employed in a company, I just want to keep control of my agenda. And the third one is keeping a healthy balance between work, family, and relaxing time. And it needs everything needs to fit with the importance I give to each part. So that's the third main things.
Perfect. Well, that I can relate to that. I don't like telling people where I'm at, so I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And I work a lot with my clients on lifestyle design, but what do you think are some very first steps people can take to create the control of their own lifestyle and their own schedule and not live by default or by what everyone else thinks they should be doing? What are those first few basic steps according to you?
Yeah, so I have basically like three steps that I recommend following. So bear with me. I mean, there are some details,
but sure. I'll
try to keep it simple so listeners might have to take some notes. But so the first one is basically to be clear on what you want in life. So I think it seems a bit obvious, but I think it's not obvious for everyone, and I'm not sure everyone takes the time to do that. But really make sure of what you want in life. Basically, you need to have a vision. So a vision means finding out what inspires you, defining what your ideal lifestyle is.
Mm-hmm.
Further question would be, you know, what are your must-haves? What are your values? What exciting activities do you want to pursue? These are the basic questions. And I recommend looking at every area of your life, like business, finance, finances, health, family and friends, romance, personal growth, fun activities, and physical environment. I mean the house where you live, your environment. So exploring these areas, asking questions, and if people want to go even further, there are another three things you can do to find out what your vision is. The first one is to go back to your childhood. If you go back to your childhood and you ask yourself, what did you used to do that you could spend hours on and lose track of time? The kind of activities you would to when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, okay, might sound a little bit morbid, but it's going the other way around and imagining your funeral.
Right.
So funeral, what do you want to have in your eulogy? What do you want to be remembered for? That kind of puts a perspective on your future.
You covered both ends there.
Yes. And the third one is really, if you get a bit stuck, maybe it's to look at your skills you have, the knowledge you have accumulated over the years, and also the challenges you have overcome over your life. So if you list a lot of activities and things you have to do and your skills, etc., over time you should, it will take a bit of time, you need to write everything down, but over time something will start to emerge. So that's the first step. You would have a basic vision of an inspiring life for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I hope it was not too long.
No, that's okay. So just to touch on some areas, I love that you said to be clear, very clear first on your must-haves and your vision and everything, because some clients come to me and they want to skip that part and just get to the marketing, like what marketing trick can you tell me that'll bring in a client today and all that stuff, and they don't take the time to do that. And then I do like the part where you're accessing all the skills and challenges and everything you've overcome, because that's exactly usually when I work with someone how we develop a business out of a freedom-based business out of, you know, what they've overcome so that they can help others with. So that's perfect. All right. Good details. Okay. So step two, I think we're on.
So yeah, step two, yeah. So now that you have your vision, the second step is, what I recommend is to select just one area where you want to focus on. So focus on first. So one area, you know, it could be your health or your finances or whatever. Just select one area and then set up specific goals for this one area. And once you set up a couple of goals, maybe three goals, what you could do is put some, or what you should do is put some milestones along the way to reach those goals. So basically, you kind of reverse engineer over time and you set up milestones along the way. So to give you an example to illustrate a little bit more, let's say you want to have complete freedom with your schedule. So it fits right in here. The specific goal would be to basically start a company. I mean, that could be one option. So you can have complete control of your schedule. So what I mean is that though you have just one goal, so what can you do to get started? That's one area of your life you want to work on. So what can you do to get started? So first milestone would be to set up a time aside every week. Let's say, just to give you a number, 10 to 15 hours. So you can start setting up your business while you are still employed in your current job. So that's the second step, which is kind of have a basic plan to address one area of your life.
That's okay.
The second step.
Okay, that's good. I like that it's just focusing on one thing so people don't get that bright, shiny object syndrome and start, you know, following everyone online and doing everything they do. They just need to select one thing and they can always branch out later, but they're never going to get anything off the ground if they keep bumping around on everything.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Right.
Okay, so the third step is to basically take action. So you have your first goal, you know, to set up time aside. So ask yourself a question: how can you set time aside? You can dig a bit further. Are there specific day-to-day activities you can drop? Can you be more effective at work so that you can get the same results in less time and spare some time each day for your business? I mean, these are the kind of questions you can ask so you can get started and take action. So you start taking action and you work towards your first milestone.
Okay. So that's where most people start failing.
Yeah.
Because they have their, even if they're good at planning it out, that first, they don't know what to work on first ever. So that, you know, they might need some guidance from, get some coaching or help around that area.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, so absolutely. I mean, it's not always easy. But for me, if you focus on one milestone, on one single area, it makes it a little bit simpler. And the third step, one thing I think is really important is because you have your vision and you have your first goal. So every time you have a decision to make, is look at your goals. So go back to your goals every time. So let's say, you know, you have a new project at work. You might be interested. You think, oh yeah, it's an interesting project. I want to volunteer to do this project. But ask yourself again, what do you do? So if you want to set up your business, is taking on this project bringing me closer to my goal or further away from my goal? And unless the project will give you experience for your business, the answer is basically no. The new project will take more of your time, which means less free time for your business. So unless you have to do this project, if you always look at your goals, it's make it easier to make a decision. And similarly, if a manager puts pressure on you, to do some extra work, but you can't really see that as a real benefit to the company. Basically, you could say, no, I shouldn't do that. I mean, you do what you have to do, but don't let other people put pressure on you. Don't let other people dictate your agenda. I think that's what's important. That means you sometimes have to be ruthless, but that's what it is.
No, it's perfect to review your goals. I have my clients review their goals weekly and make sure that their task list, their to-do list, and their appointment list matches what they're trying to accomplish. So I love that because I see a lot of people getting stuck. They're kind of, I don't know how to explain it. They're arguing with themselves in their head if they should do something or not. So it's great to have a clear line in the sand of what you're trying to accomplish because it can get very convoluted in this crazy internet age.
So just to summarize it, so three steps were creating your vision, make a plan, and then execute on it. And that's the three steps to create an inspiring lifestyle that you control. That's it, yeah.
It's a very... thank you so much for going into that detail. I'm sure you helped a lot of listeners with that.
Hope so.
Okay. And then moving on, starting to live your dream lifestyle and create a business that you love can be very overwhelming and challenging and lonely. And I always say the best personal development course on the planet is to go and start your business and start being true to your own desires. So how do you stay focused and motivated through these challenging entrepreneurial times?
Okay, so I have like what I consider a little secret here.
Okay, good.
Maybe it's not that secret, but anyway. So it's a very simple concept, but I find its effects very powerful.
Okay.
So basically what you do whenever you set yourself a goal is to do the ask yourself why questions. So you ask yourself, why do you want to achieve that goal? And what you want to find out, what you want to dig out, is your deep-rooted reasons for wanting to pursue that goal.
Okay.
So if you take an example, let's say you want to earn more money, which a lot of people want to earn more money. So you ask yourself, why do I want to earn more money? The answer could be to buy a new car or buy a new house, a nice house, or, I don't know, to afford nicer holidays, for example. So that's the first why question. But then you ask again, why do I want a new car? Or why do I want a nice house? Maybe the answer is because the old car is, a bit run down. It's becoming a bit dangerous to drive it. And for your house, maybe you're living in a flat and you can't stand your neighbors.
Yeah.
So then again, you dig deeper and you say, why can't I carry on driving the old car? An answer might be because you might have an accident, you might get seriously injured, or even worse. And for the house, maybe living with neighbors you can't stand might make you depressed. And at the extreme, you might start, I don't know, drinking because you want to forget your current life.
How funny.
So it's like really digging down until you get to your strong reason that is a reason that is affecting your life in a serious way. And it can cause health issues, danger, or even death.
Right.
So it might seem a bit extreme, but it's really digging down to find a strong reason, and that's really important to stay motivated and focused. So I will explain how you can use that once you have your strong reason. What you do once you have a strong reason, you write it next to your goal.
Okay.
And what I do is that every time my motivation is going down, I look at my reason, and I remind myself of what can happen if I don't follow through, if I don't achieve my goal, if I give up. And obviously, it's perfectly possible to achieve your goals without a strong reason, but it's much harder to stay focused. So I always make sure I have that reason. Also, what happens is that when you do that, you basically cut out the alternative. And the alternative is to give up and carry on with your life as normal. But because the reason is so strong, you will just not let yourself give up.
Right.
So, I mean, I can even give an example here.
Sure. And I just want to touch on I try to help people, and I'm sure you do too, get to their true desires. So if they just say they want to make money, like you said, that's not the real reason. And so if they say they want to make money to pay off their credit cards, that's probably the politically correct reason. But if they say they want to make money so they can go to the Bahamas, that's probably the true reason. And that's going to get a lot more motivation and action out of them. Then, I mean, how motivating is it to say, you know, I want to make $10,000 this month so I could pay off my credit cards a month? That's not very motivating. I mean, you can still be responsible and make a plan to pay off your credit cards. But if your true desire is to go to the Bahamas, then you should probably, you know, honor that desire.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's very, very important. And I think, as you said, you know, going to the Bahamas, you could go make it to a strong reason, which is like, you know, life is too short. I've got to, to enjoy my life and not work all the time.
So yeah. Then what was your example then?
Yeah, so my example is that, you know, recently, the last 3 months, I've been exercising every morning as part of my morning routine. Mm-hmm. And the reason, so I dug out why was I doing that. And the reason is basically because the exercise gives me energy throughout the day. And this energy gives me an edge that accelerates my results. So it impacts all of my other goals, basically. And for me, the alternative not to exercise means I will spend more time to get the same results during the day. And I link that to my time on Earth is limited, so I don't want to waste more time to achieve the same results.
Right.
So that's it, yeah. I mean, and in the past, I had exercised, but I've never managed to keep going because I didn't have a strong reason. I just exercised to keep fit, but nothing, because I was already quite fit, so it didn't really matter that much. So I think that made a big difference for me. That's it.
Perfect. Well, just diving a little bit deeper on the topic of being motivated and getting fast and lasting results is also a way to help clients stay motivated to get the results quickly that they came to you for. Because there's nothing worse than doing something and taking that big leap and not getting the result that you would have liked. So what do you recommend for getting fast and lasting results?
Okay, so I'm going to go a little bit technical here.
Sure.
But it will become very clear by the end.
Sure.
So let's say if you have like 10 goals. So what you do first, if you want fast and lasting results, you just pick one goal.
Okay.
So you have your one goal, and basically then you slice it down to smaller goals, like milestones along the way, as I already mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So it's milestones along the way to your big goal. So let's say you have a big goal that might take 3 to 5 years to achieve. So what you do, you slice it up and you create 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, and 30-day milestones along the way. Once you got to 30 days, go a little bit further, almost there. So finally, you create your weekly goals. So for the first 4 weeks, for your first months, and then for the first week of these 4 weeks, you create goals for every day, so Monday, Tuesday, etc., until the Sunday. And you have to make sure that the goals for the first week are easy enough to achieve. I mean, they should require some effort to achieve, but you should be confident and also able to achieve those goals.
Mm-hmm.
So then you write, so it's a little bit technical, but you write everything down in a plan. So you have, you know, your monthly, daily, weekly, monthly, etc., 1 year, 6 months, goals. So every day, what I recommend is to have one or maybe two goals, at least for now, to start. We want to have a number of goals which is low. And then once you have your daily goals, the next thing is to take the first step today, or if you've done your planning in the evening, maybe tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And just work on your first day goal. That means that by the end of your first day, you will have achieved your first goals. This is already your fast result, first goal, first day.
Right, okay.
Go on.
Oh, so just so that they're seeing constant results because the goal is broken down so small, basically. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so then the second day, you have second goal, etc. So by the end of the first week, you will have reached 7 goals, or maybe you didn't do everything, so you reach 5 goals, or if you had two goals a day, you may have 14 goals. But anyway, you will have achieved quite a few goals. At that stage, you should stop and review your week. And when you review your week, you should write down how hard it was to reach each goal, how you felt, how did each step make you feel, where you had fun, where you struggled, etc. So write everything down, how you felt during that week. And also, it's time to stop, appreciate your result for the first week compared to 7 days ago. You have achieved already quite a lot of goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then at this stage, you can plan your next week. So then you carry on like that the second week, so you achieve as much as you can, and so on until the end of the first month. And at the end of the month, you would have achieved many small daily goals, you know, maybe 30, 40 goals. You would have achieved a few weekly goals, and also your first, or maybe if you had 2 monthly goals, you would achieve your first monthly goal.
Right.
And then again, it's time to stop and review your months, all of your progress. And at the monthly review, what you do, you should, based on what your result for the first month, you should make adjustments to your goal for the second month, depending on particularly on your progress so far. You might find out a few things. Maybe you need help. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need friends to help you. Maybe you need a mentor. You can find these things along the way. Or you might also find out that you should focus on some things more because you are not making progress and other things less. That's the time to do it after the first month. So it should now become clear that what will have happened is that obviously, you will have achieved a lot during the first month.
Mm-hmm.
There might be small goals, but still many small goals, which will bring you confidence. That's the first thing. Also, it will put you into the habit of following a process and achieving your goals over and over again, which will build momentum. So we build more and more momentum, then you keep going. And by doing the same thing every day for 30 days, you will have built, at least starting to build, a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And a habit will last. So this is how you build the lasting results, is through habits. So, and then from then on, you should always focus on building habits every month so that you can, because your habits are actually going to go into your subconscious, and this is how you can bring lasting change just through your habits. So fast results every day,
mm-hmm.
momentum, and then habits, which will last over time.
Great information, and I love your whole process. Mine is similar with my clients too, and then that weekly checkup, you're also looking for things that you could possibly delegate because maybe you're not finishing everything and maybe you need some support. So that's a good extra step for them to take to see, you know, what's left on the list and why, and maybe they should be delegating that. Maybe that's not their true gifts or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. All right, Antoine. Well, this was great information. Are you ready to head into our lightning round, our wiki round here?
I am.
All right. First, we're just going to take a quick break for our sponsor who makes this show possible. Want to design your own freedom-based luxury lifestyle? To get started, you can apply for my complimentary Aloha Strategy Session. Aloha, I'm Erica Duran, a freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer and high-level business coach and mentor. This complimentary Aloha Strategy Session is right for you if you're tired of piecing together all that free stuff online and you're ready to implement your own systems and unique way of living and working. You desire to work productively from anywhere in the world and achieve that laptop lifestyle, but you don't want to spend all your time chained to your desk. And you are so done being baffled by technology. You want to earn at least $5,000 to $20,000 per month consistently in your consulting, coaching, training, or other entrepreneurial venture. You see other people charging premium prices for their programs and services, and you just can't seem to crack that code. You desire a high-level coach to peel back the curtain and share all her secrets. Does any of this sound like you? If so, I'd love to invite you to take advantage of this limited time offer today and apply for your complimentary Aloha Strategy Session with me by going to ericaduran.co/aloha. A lifestyle of freedom and luxury is waiting for you, so let's not waste any time. Never settle. Mahalo.
Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo.
Okay, we're back. Are you still there, Antoine?
I'm still here.
Yay, didn't lose ya. Okay, what are your three favorite tools that you're using right now in your business or even your life? If something's making your lifestyle easier or more luxurious, or what are you using?
Okay, so the first one, it will be a bit disappointing, but everyone knows it. But anyway, it's a tool I use all the time, so it's Evernote.
Okay.
So I do all my planning, my brainstorming, write my post, my blog post on Evernote, draft emails in there. I capture all the ideas I have. And because of the synchronization through the cloud, I can do it on my laptop, my phone, my tablet, or whatever. So I think it's the number one tool I use all the time.
That's a very popular answer on this show, but yeah. what beats that, more surprisingly, well, I'm not surprised, but I'm sure a lot of people are surprised that pen and paper beat Evernote a lot in this question.
Yeah, one thing I noticed actually, it's true when you're doing, maybe you're creating a new system, it helps to do it with pen and paper mm-hmm. rather than Evernote, because you can draw things, you can make circles, like flow charts, it's quite quick. That's true. That is great, yeah.
What's your second favorite?
So the second is probably a bit less known, but still known. It's my to-do list. It's called Wunderlist. So it's
okay.
W-U-N-D, not O.
Okay.
Wunderlist.
Well, we'll put these links in the show notes for everyone so they don't have to like crash their car driving and stuff like that.
So then I put all my to-do, all my task, more like the task, the one-off task, the chores I've got. And actually my wife can also add activities as well. So we'll have everything handy. And once again, because it's synchronized with all the devices, it's great. And it's free, it's intuitive and very easy to use. So I use that a lot as well.
Perfect. And the third?
The third one, obviously, I talked about habit.
Okay.
So it's actually two tools, but they do the same job. But I just wanted to mention
two. Sure.
You will soon understand why. So the first one is coach.me. So it's Coach Me. I'm sure people have heard of that. It's coach.me. And the second one is called Habitica. And Habitica, so it's habit and then ICA at the end.
Okay.
So basically, both of these tools, they capture habits. And because habit building is part of everything I do, it's an important tool. These apps keep me on track so that consistently build new habits. Once I'm done with a habit, I archive it and then I add new ones every 30 days or so. You can see, because every day you check in saying you've done your habit. Mm-hmm. So if you miss one day or if you miss a few days, you can very quickly see where you're lacking and you can persevere on the ones where you're a bit behind. You get email reminders every day, which is great. And the reason I wish mentioned too is that the coach.me is the traditional one that most people will probably prefer. Even I prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I might need to mention is a bit less known. Because the Habitica is a kind of game, so it's a kind of role-playing game. So you have your character, and every time you achieve a goal, you get experience points, and then you can buy some, you know, new items, and you get experience, and you level up, and then you unlock new features. So it's a kind of, it gives you a little bit more rewards or incentives compared to coach.me. So if there's gamers in your audience, they might prefer this one.
Wow, that's cool. I never heard of anything like that. Thank you for sharing that. Now, what are your three best pieces of advice for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
Okay, so the first thing I wanted to say before I go into the advice is one thing I find absolutely fascinating, and I've really realized that more recently, is how you can have the same piece of advice at different time of your in your life and in your career, and you interpret it differently or see it in different light. And actually, two of the advice I've got here, I really have seen it in a different light over time. And I think it's great. So you can always come back to the same advice and get new insight.
That's so true. And even reading books, like if you read the same book every year, sometimes it's like, I've never read this book before. It's saying something completely different to me.
Yeah, that's so true.
So true. Yeah. All right. What are the three pieces of advice then?
Okay. So the first one is to get clarity, to have a vision. I already touched on that at the beginning of the talk. But it's really to have this vision and to take a little bit further the lifestyle creation. What I do and what I've done, and I still update it, is to write a mission statement. So I'm not going to go into detail of mission statement here, but having a mission statement, which is a short sentence that defines what you stand for, what you want to do in life, is very valuable. And next to that, I have my life goals, which defines my purpose, basically. So with this at handy, basically I can refer it to it all the time. Which means I have a clear map to follow. So I think that's very important to do for everything I do. Because if you don't have a map, if you don't know where you want to go, basically you don't know where you're going to end up.
Right.
And also when you communicate your vision, so when you have something short and crisp, other people might rally to you. They might support your cause. And with your vision, you can create a movement or a community. And that's very valuable. And for me, clarity is very is crucial, and it's the first step for everything I do.
Perfect. And the second piece?
Okay, the second one has been popularized by Tim Ferriss.
Oh, okay.
it's the 80-20 rule, Pareto principle. So it's focusing on what gives you on the 20% of your activities that give you 80% of your results. And there's some variation on that in books that some people we have heard of. Probably have heard of this. It's the one. The first book is The One Thing by Gary Keller, and the second one is called The Essentialism, and they touch on their variation of that concept. But it's really extracting the essence of what you do, and be very intentional in your activities and effective first and foremost. Do what makes an impact first, and then you can be efficient. But it's really be very choosy and effective first. I think that's, for me, that's the main concept, and I've heard it many times over the years, and every time I rediscover it, or now I'm using it at the extreme, but I didn't in the past. So I think that's a great concept to really focus on a few things and declutter your life. And skim down. And you touched on that. It's first you eliminate as much as you can, then you delegate what you can, and then you plan the rest.
Right. And people glaze over because the 80-20 rule is talked about so much. Yeah. But I actually took the liberty of, you know, breaking out all my sales numbers and everything, and it was down to the dollar that 20% of my programs were bringing in 80% of the money. And I used to be a professional organizer, and people always, I mean, they wear out of their whole closet, they would wear less than 20% of their clothes. And we would, you know, sometimes I would actually, because I have OCD, I would actually count it out just to show them that it's not just some, you know, silly rule or concept that people talk about it. If you take the time to see, it actually is true almost every time. It's so scary sometimes, but it's true.
Yeah.
And your last little piece of advice.
Okay, so the last one is a quote, which I'm sure it's popular in the freedom lifestyle. It's a quote from Seth Godin, which says, instead of wondering when your next vacation is, maybe you set up a lifestyle you don't need to escape from. And I think that's an important quote for me. The first one is kind of gave me the startup to say, I should start now and create a lifestyle I don't need to escape from. And then once you're on your way, you can always remember what you stand for, remember your values, and go back to ideal lifestyle, make adjustments when you need to go back to basics. And I always do that. I do that as often as I can, to make sure that the life I'm creating is the one I want, and avoid falling into the trap of replacing an office job with being run by my company or my business.
Mm-hmm. Giving yourself a bad job. I've given myself a lot of bad jobs in the past. So
it is very hard. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's you know, working on your business, not in your business, etc. So it's putting systems in place that you can preserve your life, the lifestyle you want, have clear metrics, measures of your success, and keep a perspective on everything you do. And do the right thing, not the easy thing. That's kind of a summary of everything.
Right. Well, that's a perfect quote for this group. Did you have a free gift you'd like to share with the audience so they can sample a little bit more of how you work?
Yes. So I have a free gift, which is 5 steps to escape a boring life, get rapid results, and architect your future. So it's a guide that will give you a step-by-step directions to basically get starting on creating the life you want.
Perfect.
I don't know if you probably got the link to that.
That in the show notes so people can take that down. And what's your main URL that is the hub of your whole business?
The URL, yeah. So it's dreamsetachieve.com. So okay. One word, dreamsetachieve.com.
Perfect. And what's your favorite social media where people can connect with you?
Yeah, it's Twitter. I use
Twitter. Okay. Yeah. What's your handle on there?
So it's A Ribaudy. So A for Antoine, my first letter, and then Ribaudy. All one way. A Ribaudy.
Ribaudy?
Ribaudy. So it's ARIB before.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
ORBY.
Got it. So I'll be sure to put all this information in the show notes. And it was so great to chat with you from the other side of the world. And it was a great information for the listeners. A lot of step-by-step, which they love. So they can, you know, a lot of them are commuting right now to jobs that they don't like and trying to get out. And it's just so overwhelming with all the information online. They need someone to really just kind of show them the way. And I always say that people need to get a coach or a mentor or work with someone that has a lifestyle that they're living, not so much whoever has the most, you know, Facebook ads or Facebook likes or whatever. You need to find someone that, you know, really resonates with you and is already living the way you want to live. So that's great. Thank you for the free gifts. And I will get all these in the show notes for everyone so they can use your resources and learn even more. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Erica.
Thank you
for hosting me, and carry on doing the great work. I love your podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Pau Hana Escape Artist work is done on this episode. Did you enjoy meeting Antoine? He has some very detailed steps for you guys in setting up and breaking down goals and getting fast and lasting results. Don't forget to grab his free gift, 5 Steps to Escaping a Boring Life, Get Rapid Results, and Architect Your Future. Go to dreamsetachieve.com/free gift, or just hop on over to the show notes at ericaduran.co/45 is probably the easiest way. So you can just get all these links and resources and get his free gift with one click. If you need some clarity around your goals and some support in building your own freedom-based business, sign up for your free Aloha Strategy session at ericaduran.co/aloha. And Antoine is a very active member of our Facebook group. So if you want to hang out with him and myself online and get your questions answered, get some support, and have some fun with the other members. I know there's a lot of great relationships forming, and telesummits happening and everything from that group. So please go to ericaduran.co/45 and you'll see the link to join the Facebook group there. Now, we'll be airing another Q&A show soon, so please send us your questions. There's also a link for you to leave a voicemail right on the show notes page. Mahalo for listening. A hui ho. Until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to The Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.